You are listening to episode 893. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. I'm honored to be sharing today's meditation with you, and it happens to be a breathing technique. Breathing techniques are one of the most effective ways to calm your mind and body. And we continue with this week's series, seven-part series, on freedom from your ego. And I want to share with you a message from a listener who talks about how he's having so much trouble learning how to quiet his mind. And I thought I'd share this with you because I've received this question so many times recently, especially. So you might be having this same question. I find that lately I'm dealing with many moving pieces, and when I sit to meditate, it's difficult for me to quiet my mind. I know the benefit that meditation provides, and I'm desperately seeking peace in the midst of my circumstances. So, how do you sit down to meditate when you can't quiet your mind? And this is from someone who meditates, but suddenly is not able to quiet his mind. And you may be feeling like this sometimes too, especially when there's a lot of fear or uncertainty cycling around you. And the best way to manage a situation like this, where you've been meditating beautifully, and then all of a sudden it's as if you hit a plateau where you just can't seem to recapture that feeling of peace that you get when you meditate. And this has everything to do with our series, because when you start to feel as though you can't settle down, you're all riled up, or you're so distracted, you have all these different moving pieces, like the listener wrote. Well, this often has to do with your ego's attachment to trying to be the best or trying to be better. And while it's good to constantly improve and want to do your best, there is a certain point where you've sort of done enough, and it's time to relax and unwind. And if you find yourself that you keep going, this could be because you have this sense of feeling as though you should be doing more, or you could be doing more, or you want to be better possibly than someone else. And so if you find this is your situation, and you can even experience fear that, oh, you know, you're not going to get everything done like you thought, or it's not going to be just perfect, then you can do today's breathing technique to help you settle down and to just relax and to realize that, just as with dieting, you hit a plateau, or exercise or working out or any sport you might be in, any art you might practice, we do hit plateaus, and that's okay. Know that just keep doing what you're doing, and that you will eventually get back to where you start to see improvements and you start to see yourself making the progress you want to make. So hang in there with the plateaus that you reach, whether it's with your meditation ritual, a project you're working on at work, your diet, your fitness, a relationship, whatever it might be. And so today's breathing technique is going to help ground you again. It's going to kind of wake you up and ground you. So settle yourself in and let's get doing this breathing technique, so you can start doing it whenever you need it. knowing that it often has to do with ego. Anytime we experience these feelings of distraction or overwhelm or fear, we can be pretty hard on ourselves, and we can be hard on others too. So go ahead now and sit up straight. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, elevate them slightly to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands, resting your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach, letting it hang out softly. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. As always, see what it feels like to breathe into any lingering areas of tension. Inhaling through your nose, visualizing the area of tension. And then as you exhale through your nose, release the tension. Exhale towards the tension, releasing it. Notice your breath as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Feeling this cool, refreshing air enter your nose, circulating throughout your entire body, settling in your lungs, where your lungs cleanses the air, circulates through your whole body, and then as you exhale through your nose, you release this breath back out into the world around you, releasing your toxins, feeling refreshed as you inhale and exhale each breath. Now, inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, tense your body, pulling yourself inward. Just kind of tense it quickly and tighten it and feel yourself pulling inward as your muscles contract, as you contract. And as you do this, visualize yourself grounding yourself, grounding your muscles. If you tense your muscles and tighten them as you lift a heavy object or a weight, you're able to lift more weight. So when you inhale and tense your body, tense your muscles, it pulls you back in, it contracts you, it grounds you and roots you, it connects you back to yourself. And then as you exhale through your nose, relax into yourself. So you're going to be inhaling through your nose, the nice long even inhale through your nose, bringing your air inward and upward, circulating it through your body, tensing, pulling yourself inward. It's kind of tensing your muscles. And as you exhale through your nose, feel yourself relaxing into yourself. It feels almost as if there's a wave washing over you, washing down your body, cleansing you, reconnecting you, washing away the tension, the distraction, the worry, the stress you may put on yourself. And notice how you feel. Always notice how you feel. Sometimes we forget to feel because we're so busy doing. Spend some time being, feeling, and being in the moment. This breath feels so wonderful, so rejuvenating, and at the same time relaxing. Again, inhale through your nose, tense your body, pulling yourself inward. Tensing your muscles, feeling them contract, and mentally pulling yourself away from the distractions and the world around you, and pulling yourself inward, back into yourself. And as you feel ready, exhale through your nose, nice and long and even, exhaling and relaxing into yourself. Reminding yourself that it's okay, that you can relax. You can take this time for yourself. You don't have to take yourself so seriously. It's okay if you're not finishing everything as quickly as you want, and if you're not as getting as many things done as you'd like, or all these expectations you may put on yourself often have to do with your ego. Just let it go. Breathing, relaxing into yourself. You can continue this breathing technique for as long as you want. Let's do another round together, really focusing on mentally releasing the expectations you put on yourself. Think of one area where you're a little hard on yourself. You may be feeling overwhelmed because you put so much pressure on yourself. Notice that, bring it to mind. And now Inhale through your nose. Tense your muscle. Just contract it. Contract and tense your muscles. And pull yourself back in. Remind yourself that you are fine just the way you are. You are better than your ego. And as you exhale, exhale nice and long and deep and even. Relax back into who you are. You at your finest. You are enough. You are better than your ego. Let go of the pressure you put on yourself and just be. Relax into yourself. Continue this meditation right now, sitting in silence, letting go of the technique, and going into your own inner stillness. When your mind wanders, bring it back to this technique. Do a few more rounds of the breathing technique, refocus, and go back into your stillness. You may have to do this a few times throughout your meditation, and it's all good because you're always there for yourself. Even if your mind wanders, you can bring it back. You'll find your stillness. It's always waiting there for you. You can always go back to it. Meditate as always until you feel this deep joy when you're doing it. Then go a little longer holding that joy and then end your meditation on a high note. This will keep you coming back for more. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.